somebody is waiting for me in Port Macquarie.
So has this been the way it's been for the last 10 years? You've just relied on the support and hospitality that you've met along the way.
Yes, it's a little, it's challenged the law of the brevity, that walk, I guess, because I started with $4,000. That it's not possible. It was like after a midlife crisis that after I told my wife, I want to go a long walk, and then she said, do this for peace. And people became supportive. This walk is not my walk friendly. It's kind of a human desire that we all have to share, to receive, to be received, to meet other cultures. Then, I think I'm doing something very big. It's not easy. It's something that not a joke. I'm walking through, and then but it's positive. It's okay. These people, my family, they are amazing. She's a good one, and the people on the way as well. They push that walker. Now it's coming the end. I'm going to Tasmania from. You understand me? I'm going to Tasmania from Darwin. This is the project here in Australia. And then I will leave Australia in about September to New Zealand, and then Vancouver to Montreal. So for me, it's like I'm looking ahead. I see even intellectually the home, preparing to be home. It's okay now, in good shape to finish still.
So, Jean, how are your feet?
Oh, better. Did you know that I had a little problem? I'm coming 55 years old, walking 30, 35 kilometers per day, not much rest. It's a big walk for an old guy like I am now, I think. Yeah, but it's coming better. I have good... the most important is to be comfortable in shoes.
When you're walking along, what goes through your mind?
I consider myself as a pilgrim. I'm not really a tourist. For myself to find who I am in that universe, in that world.
I wish you all the very best for the remainder of your journey. You've got about 10,000 kilometres left to walk. It's going to be good to be home.
Thank you very much for all. And then a big hug for all Australians that they gave me hospitality. They say, otherwise, you're right, mate.